try it again to see if the volume and the tone is okay. Is it loud enough now? Name. Okay, your name, please.
Henry A. Sunday. You have that.
No, I don't have it. No, it's not on the site. What community and county, please?
Berrien County, Ray City.
Where were you born?
Here, Ray City, Georgia.
Age?
67.
Religion?
Methodist.
Occupation?
Housewife.
Education?
High school.
Where were your parents born?
Here.
And did they go to school?
They did.
And what was their occupation?
Farming.
And what about your mother's grandparents?
My mother's grandparents, I don't believe I could say.
Your mother's parents.
Oh, my mother's parents,
mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes. My father passed when I was 6, and we lived with them until I got married at the age of 17.
Okay, and what about your father's parents?
I never knew them, but my grandmother on my father's side was half Indian. Her name was Luke Trott.
How old is your husband?
74.
And what was his occupation?
He was a merchant for 50 years. He's retired. He farms some.
Okay, and did he go to school?
Yes, he did, here.
And where was he born?
Here.
Like that? I'm going to be sure it's doing. Okay. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4? You may say, I expect to see him later this...
I hope to see him later this evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first comes up? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Before sunrise.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
dark.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
It's called a flash flood.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
What do you call those things that logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call the very rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
That's what that is, kindling splinters.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Oh, you mean a closet?
Yes, ma'am. What about if it's movable? You can move it around. It's more or less a piece of furniture.
Yes. I guess you'd call that a chaperobe or something like that.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the surface of a house, on the outside of a house?
The edge of the house.
Okay, and what if they're horizontal, you know, the one's on top of the other? Run sideways like that. Would you call them clapboard, siding, weatherboard? Have you ever heard of that?
I guess it must be weatherboarding.
Okay.